Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that you do not do your charity before men, to be seen by them, otherwise you have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Therefore, when you do your charity, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have praise from men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do charitable works, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charity may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret, he himself shall reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, because they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall reward you openly. But when you pray, do not use worthless repetitions as the heathen ungodly pagans do, because they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, because your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. Therefore, you pray in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, may your name be honored. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily food. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who are in debt to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil, because the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever. Amen. Let it be. Because if you forgive men their sins against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins against you, neither will your Father forgive your sins. Furthermore, when you fast, do not be as the hypocrites, appearing sad, because they distort their faces, in order that they may appear to men to fast. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to fast, but only to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great that darkness is! No man can serve two masters, because either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I say, do not take thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor even for your body, what you shall put on. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Consider the birds of the air. They do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit about 18 inches or 0.46 meters to how tall you are? And why worry about your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, neither do they spin. And yet I say to you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not dressed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, What shall we eat? Or, What shall we drink? Or, With what shall we be clothed? Because all these things Gentiles, non-Jews, seek after. Because your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will have concerns of its own. Each day has enough evil of its own.